This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. Big holiday shows like A Christmas Carol, The Nutcracker, and The Messiah are traditions for Kansas City audiences, adding entertainment to the annual hustle and bustle. But as KCUR's CJ Janovy reports, it's an even busier time of year for the performers themselves.
What
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Long past?
No. Your past.
Oh no.
Oh yes.
Everyone knows the ghost of Christmas past, but what you just heard, that was back on Halloween. While everyone else was thinking about trick-or-treating, the cast of A Christmas Carol was in a basement rehearsal room at Spencer Theater doing their first read-through for this year's show.
They stood upon an open country road near a schoolyard on Christmas Eve.
Besides starting Christmas Carol rehearsals in October, the holiday season requires the Kansas City Repertory Theater to bulk up to several times its normal size, says artistic director Eric Rosen.
In the November-December period of time, we have 35 actors on payroll. We have 22 people running the show. Every shop is booked to capacity, remaking costumes, rebuilding sets, remaking video images. Everyone is working nonstop all the time. We kind of become this giant organization for 8 weeks, and then we shrink back down to our normal size.
The effort's justified. 1/4 of the people who come to the rep every year come between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Downtown at the Kansas City Ballet, there's a similarly massive production and a similar return on investment. The Nutcracker will be the year's highest grossing production, says artistic director Devin Carney. That helps cover lower grossing performances the rest of the season. It also helps build future audiences, Carney says.
Around 65% of our audiences are new to seeing Kansas City Ballet. New, never before seeing us.
Accompanying the Nutcracker, of course, is the Kansas City Symphony. These days, the Symphony has lots of different types of holiday shows intended to reach all types of audiences, says executive director Frank Byrne. There's Tuba Christmas, there's a Pops concert, there's the Christmas Festival with the symphony and the chorus and a large white-haired man in a red suit. But the big one is still Handel's Messiah. That's when the symphony and the symphony chorus combine with the Independence Messiah Choir. 250 total voices. They started rehearsals back in early November. The chorus director, Charles Bruffy, stepped out for a moment.
I'm in the season of 6 rehearsals a week, which means don't ask me what's new on TV or if I want to go out for dinner, because the answer is, I'm in rehearsal. But it is such a, it is a blast.
The same holds true even for much smaller companies. J. Kent Barnhart's the executive director at Quality Hill Playhouse.
It really precludes any Christmas at home or with family because we're working so much. But then when I get here and realize that we're sharing this with literally thousands of people, although that's 153 people at a time because that's how many we see, we have 2,000 subscribers, and so each night has its own personality.
Barnhart starts figuring out that personality in July. Might be weird to be thinking about Christmas music when it's hot outside, but also...
It's exciting in July to look forward to it, because that's when I have time to think about it. Once Christmas starts, there's really no stopping. We just hit the ground and go for 2 months.
If the shows are good for business, they're also good for performers. People assume that A Christmas Carol is a cash cow for the rep, Rosen says, but he says it also costs a fortune to put on.
One of the things I love about Christmas Carol is it's not so much about getting money for us to do other work, it is about getting money to put in the pockets of Kansas City artists.
With so many extra performances, actors make much more than they do the rest of the year. Peggy Friesen, who acts and plays the harp, has been in A Christmas Carol for 29 years. She's played Mrs. Cratchit. She's played the Ghost of Christmas Past. When she was younger, she played Belle. Now she's Mrs. Fezziwig.
Doing Christmas Carol is really important for every cast member that's in it. I mean, I have a pension because of A Christmas Carol and other shows that I've done in Equity Theaters.
They might be doing their jobs, but these performers know that means they have a special role in Kansas City's holidays. Here's Jeffrey Kropp. He's been with the Kansas City Ballet for 10 years and performed almost every male role in the Nutcracker.
Nutcracker is pretty great. For a lot of people, it's a tradition that they go see every year, and that's great for us. We usually have really enthusiastic audiences, which makes it so much better on stage.
Back at the Kansas City Rep, Peggy Friesen says it's always rewarding when audience members come up after the show and tell her it's part of their family tradition.
So I feel like I'm doing something very positive, even if it takes time away from my family. I mean, I'd love to be able to see the Nutcracker, but I can't. I've never been able to.
For Peggy Friesen and other performers in A Christmas Carol, seeing the Nutcracker will have to wait for Christmas future. CJ Janovy, KCUR News.